Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Lloyds Metals and Energy Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Gadekar from Equirus Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We at Equirus are pleased to host Lloyds 4Q FY24 results conference call. We have with us today Mr. Rajesh Gupta, Managing Director, Mr. Riyaz Shaikh, the CFO. Now I would like to invite Mr. Rajesh Gupta to initiate the proceedings for the result call. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and good evening, Siddharth, and congratulations to you. Thank you for joining us all for our FY24 results conference call. I trust this message finds you well. I hope each one of you has had the opportunity to thoroughly review the detailed earnings release we had shared on the exchange and on our official website. The results that we are presenting today mark a significant milestone in our company's journey. We have achieved a top line of 6,000 crore rupees mark in revenue for this year. This achievement underscores the robust performance and growth we have experienced across all segments, namely sponge, iron ore, and power. FY24 has been pivotal for us, with such milestones as surpassing 1,000 crore in profit after tax, achieving dispatches of 10 billion tons. Looking ahead, our roadmap to 55 million tons is going to be one of its kind in the Indian iron space. We shall be a single-location mine operating at this scale. In terms of operation, the sponge segment has recorded its best yearly production as a result of the new Konsari plant, whereas the iron ore segment continues its strong performance and also produced 10 million tons, also a record. Additionally, our power segment has witnessed satisfying traction. In FY24, we set forth a comprehensive roadmap that charts our course for the future. Our direction is crystal clear, and our execution team is fully dedicated to realizing our goals. We have set specific timelines, looking at various issues, and are diligently working towards them. Just to reiterate, let me again give a brief snapshot to provide you with a glimpse of our plans. We are moving towards forward integration in our operation to become a value-added steelmaker with a 4.2 million ton steel capacity total. This includes a good mix of 3 million ton flat products and 1.2 million ton of long product. Expanding our iron ore production is central to our plans, with beneficiation playing a crucial role. Furthermore, addressing logistics in steelmaking is vital, and we plan to do so through two slurry pipelines to both our plants from the mine. This not only reduces freight costs but also aligns with our commitment to environmental stability. We believe that establishing such capacity without resorting to debt will be a very big differentiating factor for us. I will now hand over to Mr. Riyaz Shaikh, our CFO, who will provide more details on our headline numbers and elaborate on our capital expenditure also. Over to you, Riyaz.
Thank you, Rajesh. Good evening, esteemed participants. Firstly, I thank all for taking the time to attend the company's earnings quarter four and FY24 con call, and also thank the Equirus team for hosting the con call. So to begin with today, I'm delighted to share with you our operational performance for quarter four FY24. I will then provide an overview of our full year FY24 results and updates on our capital expenditure and dividend declaration. Starting with quarter four FY24, our revenue witnessed an impressive growth of 74% year-on-year, primarily driven by higher volumes in our sponge and iron ore segments. Our EBITDA also mirrored this robust performance, increasing by 153% year-on-year, in quarter 4 FY24, with both iron ore and sponge segments contributing significantly. Moving on to the full year FY24 result, we continue to experience strong growth with revenue soaring by 90% year-on-year, predominantly led by increased volumes in our iron ore segment. Similarly, our EBITDA for FY24 witnessed a substantial growth of 101% year-on-year, once again with the iron ore and sponge segments playing pivotal roles. Now, on the operational front, our iron ore production stood at a commendable 10 million tons, while our DRI segment saw production of 260,000 tons. Additionally, our power division achieved sales of 188 million units during the quarter, during the year. On a per ton basis, our EBITDA for iron ore stood at INR 2,375 and quarter four and INR 1,710 for the full year. Now, regarding a capital expenditure, in FY24 we invested INR around 1,700 crores. We are pleased to inform you that we have been efficiently executing our capex plan. The 85 kilometer slurry pipeline project is already 50% complete, and our DRI and pellet projects are progressing at a breathtaking speed. We anticipate both projects to be completed by FY25. Moving on to our balance sheet, I am proud to announce that our company remains gross debt-free, and we envision it to remain so even after executing a capex of INR 33,000 crores. Delving deeper into our returns, you will find that our ROCE remains north of 50%. However, if we adjust the CWIP numbers, our ROCE exceeds 100%. This indicates that our capex projects are strategically placed to be ROIC accretive. We have declared a dividend this year of 100%, that is on the 1 rupee per share, that is it's 100%. Looking ahead, we are optimistic that our company will achieve major milestones in the coming years. Now I'll open the floor for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and 1. The first question is from the line of Nikun Lahoti, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations, sir, on your result. Sir, my question is... Hello.
Yes, yes, please go ahead.
Sir, my question is, you mentioned in a video like in 4 to 5 years, you expect the revenue to be after steel plant coming and full expansion capacity of 25 million ton, revenue of 35,000 to 40,000 crore. So what could be like revenue breakup between iron ore and steel?
So can you start part of the question? What is the breakup of iron ore versus steel?
Yeah, in future, like of revenue, what could be expected?
So, cross basis, the figure that you mentioned probably was given in one of my interviews. It's a simple calculation of, you know, the current rate of steel and iron ore. Approximately our iron ore sales at that point of time will be around 9 million tons at the after our whole capex plan is over, and steel pellet will be around 6 million tons, and other semis will be around 500,000 tons, and steel will be around 4.2 million tons. So if you total all of that, come to 40,000 crores are probably a little more than that. The percentage of revenue I would leave for you to calculate.
Okay. And sir, one more question. Like, there was a report released from Ventura Securities about this stock, and in that report it was written like there might be one more
Hello.
We lost you. Hello.
We seem to have lost the line for Mr. Kotia. We move to the next question. The next question is from the line of Nishant Bagrecha from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and many congratulations on the robust numbers. I have a couple of questions. So firstly, so when do we expect to receive all the clearance to expand our mine to around 55 million tons? That is my first question.
We expect this to, in various phases, there are approvals such as the IBM plan approval and ultimately the EC. We expect all that to happen by the year end 2024-25.
Okay. Okay. And sir, secondly, so just wanted to check on the volume outlook. So how should we look at the volumes in FY25, assuming we receive EC by the end of calendar year 24? And so can we see 15 to 16 million tons volumes in FY25 and then 25 million tons in 26?
We are, as Mr. Gupta just mentioned, we are expecting the clearance by the year end, that is mostly in the last quarter of the year end. So we are as such projecting of around 12 to 13 million tons in this year. 10 million is for sure. And if the approvals are in place, which we are expecting, so pro rata accordingly, we should be getting around 3 to 4 million additional. So around 13 million is what we are expecting to be doing in this financial year.
Okay. Yeah, so I have one more question. So we have taken an enabling resolution for the QIP. So when do we expect to complete the process? And again, how much are promoters going to infuse? So any color on that?
The process of the same is on. As you said, we've just got the clearance the last weekend from the shareholders. The process is on, and then we should be, once everything is crystallized, we should be coming back to you.
Okay.
We also hope that the we also planning that the dilution by the promoters will not be to a very large extent. There will be some dilution, but not to the full extent. The promoters would be investing something. The plans are not yet frozen.
Okay, and sir, one last one, a bookkeeping question, like how much incentives are we likely to receive each year starting from FY25 to FY29, and how would the incentive structure look beyond FY29?
Incentives?
Yeah.
From the state government?
Yeah, sir. From
the state. So these incentives are on capital basis and capital, actually when we start the processes. So by that time we will have FY25, which is current year, we would not have much of the plants operational. They will all start operating in the last quarter as predicted. So there would not be any major incentives apart from what is balanced from previous periods. We will not be anticipating to receive much incentives for FY25. Post that, figures are going to be approximately based on, again, the turnover, etc., and various rules. The cap that we have got is 150% of the capex for one of the plants and 110 for the other plant. And at the end of the period, say 2030-31, it will be 2,500 crore approximate. It's going to be a phased manner of incentives.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, sure. Thank you. That was all for my question.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Parthiv Shah from Tracom. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question, and congratulations for a robust set of numbers. Sir, I just had a query on one of your slides, slide number 19, where you mentioned the year-wise iron ore output. and it mentions that first full year post all approvals, year one, 25 million tons, mine BSO. And then subsequently year two, year three, year four onwards, you have the BHP element. So, sir, just want to understand, when we talk about critical mining capacity of 55 million tons, is that like, you know, total sellable iron ore output, or out of that, in the BHP share, you know, not all will be sellable? How do you
at the peak, our iron ore mining would be 55 million tons with 10 million tons of DSO and 45 million tons of BHQ. The BHQ would be beneficially down to 15 million tons. So 10 plus 20, 15, 25 million tons would be the usable or sellable ore that we have at the end of the period. This will be, the beneficiation will be done through three plants, which would be done, the processes are on right now to put up these plants. The investments and the planning and the testing, etc. has started, and the pilot plant is on. So that the first beneficiation plant we hope to have in 27-28.
Okay. And sir, in terms of ramping up the ore capacity, so you mentioned the FY25, probably you're looking at 12 to 13 million tons, right? So then FY26, 27, 28, any such roadmap you can give that, you know, till the BHQ thing is up and running and proven?
Once 25 million tons EC is approved and received, we would be producing 25 million tons of usable ore on that time. Based on the, depending on the beneficiation, that the usable ore would have a mix of direct sales ore as well as beneficiated ore, which I just explained, which is there in the slide that you're talking about.
Okay. Regarding the current fines, so are you selling the current fines in the market right now, or maybe you are providing it to some pellet players till your pellet plant comes?
So we are selling all of our fines to pellet or sinter plant users. That includes pellet plant. I mean, that's what fines are used for. We don't have our own pellet plant as of now. That will happen next year, where we'll use some of the pellets. Does it answer your question, or did I miss some nuance of the question?
Yeah, so just trying to understand. You have some trading agreement with some pellet producer.
Okay. So we do have agreement to sell all Mandovi. MRPPL is a company in Goa, which is one of the oldest pellet plants in India, in the world, in fact. And all iron ore is being sold, being purchased from him by us. So all his ore are consumed from our mine. That gives him stability of ore. All the exports and some quantities are being purchased by us. This is giving us 2-3 advantages. One is it ties up a little small chunk of our iron ore sales. Number two, it also gives us experience to do pellet seed marketing. We have established a brand called El Mel Pel, and we hope to be selling that high-end pellets used for gas-based DRI, which is called DR pellets, to the MENA market, particularly over the next over this year.
So, just for my simplistic understanding, your quality of pellets, how close will it be to Vale pellets?
Vale pellets. There are two stages to this answer. Right now, we are not beneficiating our ore. We are, you know, just grinding it and using it. We have very small quantity of 66%. Fe material, which we are using to make these pellets in MRPPL, around 1.5 million tons. What maximum we can sell, whatever he, we require for export, we are giving that to him. That's number one. Once our, and so the pellets are, the quality that MRPPL is making is nearly equal to that of Vale. I would say in a range from 0 to 100, it would be in the range of 85 to 90 is how near we are to Vale. when we go to our own pellet plant, same situation will arise till our beneficiation plant starts. Once the beneficiation plant starts, our ore will get upgraded to around 66-67%. And at that point of time, our pellets that we make in that plant, in our own plant or in any other plant, in our plant or in MRVP will be equal to Vale quality.
Yes, sir.
Obtain a similar kind of premium. Vale, like you know, uses 100% beneficiated ore only.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are able to achieve that quality without beneficiating, which is a rarity in itself in today's iron ore scenario.
That is fine, sir. Now, sir, you are also mentioning in your PPT.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sorry. You mentioned in your PPT that along with iron ore, you also have coal. Now, am I assuming correct? You don't have any coal mine right now, right? So your coal sourcing will come from where and how will you manage the cost of coal?
So coal we are buying for our DRI plant either in, through auction route by from WCL or importing it. And later on we start our blast furnaces, the coking coal will be imported.
Okay. You have any plans to bid for any coal mines in the country?
We haven't bid for any coal mine at the moment.
Okay. And so just lastly, regarding your value-added steel and, you know, talks of the 4.2 million tons per annum steel plant, flats and long involved, just to understand, you will have better grip on your numbers because of your current backward integration nature, the type of quality of the ore that you have and your future plans and everything. So, you know, if currently, say, Tata Steel domestic, you know, EBITDA by ton is like the benchmark in terms of they can deliver in a good cycle, even a 20,000 rupees EBITDA by ton. What are you expecting? You know, what sort of EBITDA by ton in a good cycle you your plant will be able to deliver?
So we would, you very correctly mentioned about our cost control. With especially without our any premium. So our mines will fetch no premiums till 2057, which is a big differentiator from every other steelmaker in the country today except one. Apart from that, we are not going to have, so we are one or two players will only be left with no premium mines in 2032. That will further add to our competitiveness with compared to every other steelmaker. Our iron ore is well stabilized. We have done good surveys and good resource calculations and exploration, and we are confident that the qualities are what we I just mentioned, especially after beneficiation. For the 4.2 million tons, around approximately 15 million tons of pipeline route will be used. So though the plants are not at the pithead, for all practical purposes, the cost of transportation of iron ore is as good as that because of the pipeline route, and of course it also makes it greener. Again, with the beneficiated ore, our iron ore will be very high quality, lesser coke, also greener. Apart from this is our IPS route. Maharashtra is one state which gives a very robust incentive. Our average incentive between the two plants is around 125%, which is the cap over 12 years. So approximately, like I mentioned earlier, 2000 to 2500 crore is coming, flowing back to us once that peak flow happens. So with all of this, we believe that on the cost front, we should be amongst the most competitive players, not only in India, but in the world. Of course, only time can tell, but we are very confident of our numbers. Regarding EBITDA, steel is a cyclical business. Yeah. In March, between March and April, the prices have gone up by 2,500 to 3,000 rupees. Why? Difficult to answer. So it's a cyclical business. I cannot answer about what be the EBITDA numbers per se. But of course, with us, EBITDA and profit after tax will remain, profit before tax will be the same number. But we believe that with, because of all this, the EBITDA numbers will always be stronger than every other steel company in India.
That's good. One more point regarding the choking of the current infrastructure. As I understand, with only 10 million tons of iron ore mining, all the connecting roads and whatever rail infrastructure you can use are highly choked up. So now we are talking of ramping up our ore mining. How supportive has the government been in terms of giving you both the road and the rail infrastructure, or you are looking to develop the roads on your own? What is the thought process in that? Because I hear from every mining company that, you know, mining output is not an issue, but the logistics is a nightmare in our country. So how are you tackling that challenge?
So I always say one thing, my friend, that steel is more of a logistic game than steel itself. For logistics out of the mine, we are developing our mines to the extent of, every year we are spending up to 150 crore rupees to develop the roads and maintain the roads at our end, outside the mine also, up to the stockyard and up to the railway siding. This has ensured that we have been able to ramp up from 500,000 ton dispatch in 21-22 to 23-24, that is in the 2.5 years. To 10 million tons. Our monthly averages have gone up to on a run rate of around 18 to 20 million tons also in some of these months. Okay, in January we had, in March we produced very less iron ore because of the reaching the capacity of 10 million tons. So I do not think that to achieve 10 million tons we were ever choked up, to use your word. Railway facilities from the three sidings that we are using right now is quite adequate to all parts of the country. We are also over a period developed a lot of road network outside the state also. So we are sending our material from the mine area to Raigarh, Raipur, even Odisha now in some cases, to West Bengal in some cases by road, taking advantage of incoming coal that comes in for various reasons or other input that comes in from the port. So we are continuously on the watch out for looking at best logistic practices, and it's a very, very important part of our business. I think
that's all
the questions.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Answers all my questions. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritwik Sheth from One Up Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, sir. Sir, just two questions from my end. What is the capacity of the slurry pipeline when it will be completely be commissioned?
So we have two pipelines planned. One is the pipeline from the mine or Hedri to our Konseri plant, both being in the district of Gadchiroli. That's an 85-kilometer pipeline with a 10 million ton capacity. That pipeline has two grinding units. 5 million ton each. The first one will be commissioned in December, January, and the second grinding unit will be commissioned next year. Both these grinding units are in sync with the pellet plant. So at the end of that period, we would be transporting 10 million tons on this pipeline, 85 kilometers. The other pipeline that we have planned is a 5 million ton pipeline from Hedri again to our Ghugus plant. This is in Chandrapur. This length of this pipeline is 185 kilometers. The survey of this pipeline has started, and we are applying for permissions as we speak, and that is a little bit further down the line. Maybe by March 28, 29, I'm getting confused. March 28 is when that plant will be when that pipeline will be ready. Again, linked with the pellet plant in that plant,
okay.
In that location. So, total 15 million tons will be transported by pipeline out of the 25 million tons sellable product that we'll be doing, leaving us 10 million tons to be transported by other means, which is equal to what we're doing right now. So, in the long run, we are very confident of achieving our logistic needs.
Okay. Got it. And what would be the approximate logistic cost saving when both these pipelines will be commissioned?
So in the first plant, around 700 to 800 rupees. In the second plant, around 1100 to 1200 rupees.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And so my next question is regarding the capex that we are undergoing. Can you tell us what is the pending capex for all the expansion projects, and when are these projects expected to be completed?
It's a very long drawn out question, long drawn out answer, because the capex plan is very, very extensive. Let me go location wise. The total capex plan that we have is around 33,000 crore rupees. The first location that I'll talk about is Chandrapur, which is our first plant. There we are, in the first phase, we are doing two DRI units, 2 into 500 DRI units and a 2 into 30 megawatt power plant. The power plant is mostly from waste product. This should be ready by March 25. In the same location, 1.5 years down the line, we will go in for a steel plant. A steel plant will envisage one blast furnace, two arc furnaces, casters, ladle furnaces and two rolling mills to produce 1.2 million tons of
wire rod product.
The total plant expansion in this is around 6,300 crore rupees in both these phases put together. There's a third phase into this plant, which is the pellet plant that we just talked about earlier with the pipeline. That pellet plant is 4 million tons. That 4 million tons would be utilized, 2 million tons for the steel plant in this location and 2 million to sell to other steel plants next door to us. So even the pellet plant and the pipeline, they will become more viable. And all this put together is 6,400 crore rupees, and that's location number one. Location number two is Konseri, which is in the district of Gadchiroli. In that location, we have started DRI unit, 2 into 95 ton DRI unit, in a period of around 13 months after we got the EC clearance for that. Subsequently, now we are constructing the first pellet plant. The long-term plan of this is 2 into 4 million ton pellet plant, a blast furnace based, blast furnace BOF based flat product mill, and downstream for making hot rolled galvanized coils and cold rolled galvanized coils. Out of the two pellet plants, we already have one pellet plant under construction along with the pipeline. That should be ready again by March 25, what I mentioned earlier, similar to the DRI unit. And the second pellet plant will be ready 1 year after that, by June 26. And the steel plant target is by September 28 to March 29. That's the total investment in this location, along with the slurry pipeline that I have earlier mentioned, is around 21,000 crore rupees. The permission for this steel plant is yet to be applied. All of the permissions are with us. The third location is our mine.
Sorry,
and
just to interrupt, the blast furnace flat product is the 3 million ton.
Yeah. Okay. The third location is the mine, where we right now are mining 10 million tons. We will upgrade that to 55 million tons, like I mentioned earlier, at an investment cost of around 800 crore rupees. This investment includes basically the basic infrastructure and like I said, road, etc., everything. Apart from that, we have a plant next to this, which is already being constructed as we speak for the grinding unit of the pipeline. But apart from those grinding units of the pipeline, we will be putting up three beneficiation plants with a throughput of 15 million tons each and an output of 5 million tons each. That is around a 5,000 crore rupees investment. So total investment will put all put together is around 33,000 crore rupees.
Okay. So, thank you for your answer. All the questions are
answered. And against that, what Mr. Riaz said, we have spent 1,650 crore rupees in the last, 1,700 crores in the last
2 years.
Last 2 years. And right now, the plant, the expansion plans are very, very on in full swing and, yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir. Sir, this is very helpful. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Abbas Panchinani from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question. So I have a couple of questions regarding the ore. So what will be the royalty rates for the low-grade ore?
Hello? Can you be a bit louder?
Okay, just hold on.
Yeah.
Is it better, sir?
Yes.
So I have a couple of questions regarding the ore. So what will be the royalty rates for low-grade ore?
Royalty for low-grade.
So when we're talking about low-grade ore, we're talking about the BHQ?
Yes.
Okay, currently the BHQ, the Indian IBM rules give iron ore grade up to 45%. This is 35%. So if I prorate from 45 to 35, the royalty will be around 45 rupees a ton for that ore.
Okay, so what will be the approximately cost for mining?
The mining cost, including this royalty, the mining cost itself and the beneficiation cost would be in the same range that we have right now, which is around 2,500 rupees.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amin Kumar, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, you are able to. Very nice to see the presentation from you, sir. Having said that particular thing, I think I see a lot of dynamism in the organization. For example, in the last PPT, we saw only one pipeline of 89 kilometers. Now we see another pipeline that is coming up on that.
That pipeline is under construction. Ah, okay, in the quarter on quarter.
Yeah, quarter on quarter.
Thank you. Yes, sir. We are very live to the occasion.
So that's very good, sir. So there is a lot of dynamism that is coming on that one, and education is going on very well. So the first question related to is that what would be the savings with the current DRA plant operations wise by when this pipeline is complete?
So like I said, we will be saving around 1300 rupees a ton.
Uh-huh.
We use 1.8 metric ton per ton of iron, metric ton of iron ore. 1.8 into 1100 is 3,500 rupees.
Okay, it's approximately 10% is what we are going to get more efficient with respect to.
Yeah, logistics is always a very, very big cost in our business.
Correct, sir. Okay. The second question is that when we recently completed one DRA plant, I think few quarters back, are we getting any incentive from the Maharashtra government on that one, or there is no incentive for that?
The incentives are due. We are not yet claiming it for some strategic reasons. The incentives are due, but we are not claiming it.
Okay. So that is also covered on that one. Now, are we going to get incentives for this slurry pipe, or we are not going to get incentives for this slurry pipe investment?
Yes.
All our capital.
We are going to get incentives.
Applicable for incentives.
We are going to get that one. The second one question, sir. Previously, you were talking about power plant expansion. If you really look at your previous presentation, spoke about expanding the power generation to only 90 megawatt more or something like that.
So our total time, sorry, my spiel on investment, I missed out on power. My apologies. All the plants, the power plants will be captive. In the first location, it will be around 150 megawatt, and the other location will be around 300 megawatt. Hedri will not be captive, that will be buying power from outside.
Okay. But sir, is it right to go for the, it is going to be coal-based power generation, right sir?
Sorry?
It would be coal-based power generation, right?
Yeah, I was just coming to that. Out of 450 megawatt, around 300 megawatts we envisage to be the waste heat recovery or waste coal recovery, waste products recovery basically, and around 150 megawatt would be coal-based, direct coal-based thermal power.
Sir, is there any thought about using the solar power for generating and using locally? Just like Godavari Power had done that particular thing substantially in the recent past, and they saved a lot of money on that.
The plans are not yet frozen. We are looking at investing in, you know, through the captive route that are available in the market. We are looking at investing some for some power, for solar power in that route. The plans are not yet frozen. We are looking at it very actively.
Thank you, sir. I think that would be important, because otherwise you establish whole plant and after that again you will have to go green. So you get into solar, it would be unnecessary. A power plant, you will have to keep it idle on that one. So that was the question that was there.
AT power is not there. There's no plant, I mean. So that, in the long run, we envision that to be totally solar. We hope to get there very shortly.
Sir, it would be very helpful. What are the projects which are going to become on by the end of this year? If some kind of information is provided, that would be good. I know things are happening at a breakneck speed, but as an investor not being aware about what is happening on that one, it would be helpful if you can actually put a slide saying that what is expected to happen by the end of the year and next year, so that we have some estimates. What is happening further on that?
So I have mentioned earlier, this year 24-25, we should have the two DRI plants ready. Two DRI
that
plants.
Is point, that is 0.36
million ton ready. And we will have the associated power plant ready. And we will have one pellet plant ready, and with that one pipeline for that. And the mine should be ready to produce 25 million tons.
Okay, sir. And out of this pellet plant, what are we are going to produce? 4 million tons, million tons one. That would also be supporting the DRI plant, sir, or it is going to be completely sold out differently?
So that's a call that the market, because this first, we'll be producing for the first 1.5 years, we'll be producing around 650,000 tons of DRI. We will have the option during this period, because we'll be selling the product out. So depending on the market requirement, we can we'll be flexible either DRI or pellet. I mean either iron ore DRI or pellet based DRI.
Okay, so that's going to depend upon that cost economics at that point of time. Is this my understanding right, sir?
Sorry?
It depends upon that market pricing, that point of
market pricing, because that time I am not consuming the our own DRI.
Yeah. Okay, sir. And the second...
Then our results, our thought process will be much more crystal clear.
Thank you, sir. The other one that is another question that I have is that previously you were talking about increasing the mining capacity by 20%, that is 10 million to 12 million, because you need very little EC clearance process for that.
I have talked about a year back or so, or around 9 months back, I remember. When we went into the detailing of that process, we realized that we do save on the public hearing process, but the other processes of the approval are very, very same. So, decided to go in for the big bang approach rather than small approach of 20%, 20%, and then the beneficiation plant. And also we got very encouraging results from the beneficiation studies that we have carried up. We also set up our pilot plant for the beneficiation in record time. So with all that activeness on the beneficiation, we decided to go the big bang way.
Okay. So that means... this year, mining capacity is going to be 10 million is what we should be,
Actually, it depends very much on when exactly we get it, because after that, we are allowed to do it pro rata. So, let us see how it works out.
Yeah, but anyway, even if you get it by the March, I think it would be extraordinary speed for getting the EC clearance. I would definitely look forward to hearing a positive news on that.
10 million would be the minimum. Anything over and above that would.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
So thank you everybody for all the very interesting questions, and we hope we've been able to be lucid in the answers, and our investment relations desk will always be open for any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Equirus Securities, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.